This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korea staged a paramilitary parade in Pyongyang on Saturday to mark the 75th anniversary of its founding day. In an AP interview, Sid Seiler, who recently retired as the top U.S. intelligence official for North Korea, says North Koreans live in a disinformation bubble. He says the Kim regime has spun a narrative for its people of a nation under constant threat.
A projection of a DPRK that lives in a hostile world surrounded by potential enemies waiting for its collapse, and only its dear leader has the wisdom and fortitude to pursue these capabilities that protect the people of the DPRK from these outside predators. So they create the threat and fix the threat.
Nearly 200 countries meeting at this year's United Nations COP28 summit will assess just how far off track they are from meeting promises on climate change as part of a process called global stocktake. As we hear now from Reuters correspondent Grace Lee, it's like a report card on climate change.
Countries already knew what the global stocktake was going to say. They are not on track. The world is already 1.2 degrees Celsius warmer than in pre-industrial times, a temperature increase that is unleashing deadly heat, wildfires, and devastating drought and floods around the world. The report urged countries to cut the use of coal power by up to around 90% by 2030 compared to 2019. The global stocktake is expected to be a politically divisive topic at this year's United Nations COP28 Climate Change Summit in November, hosted by the United Arab Emirates.
That is Reuters reporter Grace Lee. This is VOA News. A total of 22 people have died in Greece, Bulgaria, and Turkey from floods caused by rainstorms. Greece's climate crisis and civil protection minister says crews in helicopters and boats are rescuing hundreds of people. A powerful earthquake of a magnitude 6.8 struck central Morocco late on Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey said panicking residents and tourists in Marrakesh, no immediate reports of major damage or casualties. Hawaii Governor Josh Green reported on Friday there are still people missing in the aftermath of deadly wildfires that killed more than 100 people.
The FBI has reported that 66 of our people are potentially still unaccounted for based on calls and emails they've received. And in many cases, they only have names of these individuals on a list and no other information.
Friday marked the one-month point since the deadly wildfire ripped through the Hawaiian island of Maui, leaving destruction and death. Large chunks of the U.S. government could temporarily close on October 1st if Congress does not approve spending bills due to a dispute between far-right Republicans and other lawmakers. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener explains what the implications might be.
Congress must allocate funding to more than 400 government agencies each fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. If lawmakers don't pass those bills before the new fiscal year starts, those agencies will be unable to continue operating as normal. There have been 20 shutdowns since the 1970s, according to the Congressional Research Service. Among those, the shutdown between December 2018 and January 2019, when Republican President Donald Trump battled Democratic lawmakers over funding for a border wall. And data shows that shutdown cost the economy about $3 billion.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. An Alabama woman has gotten a year in jail for trying to intimidate a black neighbor with dolls. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A South Alabama woman has been sentenced to a year in prison for hanging racially offensive homemade dolls on the fence of her black neighbor in an attempt to get them to move. 64-year-old Sherilyn Pilecki pleaded guilty to violating the civil rights of her neighbors and was sentenced Wednesday. Pilecki put out the dolls in October of 2019. She pleaded guilty in March to a criminal violation of the Fair Housing Act. The 12-month sentence is the maximum allowed under federal law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You can get more news on our website 24 hours a day. That's voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.